Welcome to Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast. I'm your host, Aja Yassir, and you can find me at ajayassir.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh my goodness. Oh, and also patreon.com/AjaYassir. Y'all, I am in the car, so you may hear a little background noise, but this is what we do, right? I talk to y'all when I'm in the car, when I'm on the move, and I just have a thought. But anyway, I'm leaving this farmer's market right now. I came up here because I saw that they had pawpaw. And if you don't know, pawpaw, not papaya, because some people call papaya pawpaw. But pawpaw is an indigenous tree, indigenous fruit to North America. It is a cousin of soursop of Central and South America. And it's delicious. I'm not sure if the leaves are as medicinal as soursop. Not much study has gone into the leaves, but you know what? I may experiment with that myself. That's neither here nor there, right? So I came to the store to get some pawpaw. Yeah, and I know you can forage, you can find pawpaw, but I did not feel like this is probably laziness or time, or I just didn't feel like it. I did not feel like going to forage for pawpaw, so I said, okay, this store has them. I'm going to go buy some pawpaw. And of course, I'm saving all the seeds to my pawpaw. I just purchased some wild pawpaw trees for the land in Mississippi. We do have some pawpaw. Well, we have one pawpaw tree in Indiana. Unfortunately, it's probably not going to produce fruit because pawpaws need two trees to cross-pollinate. And so the other tree died. So we have this one tree that's there. It's beautiful though. And when we sell our house, if the pawpaw tree stays there, somebody's going to have to buy an adult pawpaw tree. Which brings me to the topic that I want to talk about. Y'all, I'm leaving this farmer's market, and this farmer's market just so happens to also sell fruit trees. So I'm walking around, I'm looking at the prices of fruit trees. I didn't see anything I wanted. If I were going to get something, it probably would have been another pawpaw tree. But let me tell you, y'all, those pawpaw trees were $250, which I think is absolutely insane. And I think they were the wild variety. They were $250. Not just that, I was looking at other fruit trees, just walking around, moseying along, and fruit trees that around this time, and it's October 1st, 2023, around this time, these fruit trees would, I would say, in our area, no more than $25, because, you know, stores are usually trying to clear things out, which, of course, that's sometimes different for farmers markets and small businesses. They're not really trying to clear the fruit trees out like a large box store would be. But anyway, the fruit trees were about $50, which is about double the amount that I would be interested in even seeing in a store. Absolutely insane to me. But the $250 pawpaw tree, those were the super insane things to me. First of all, because a lot of people forage for pawpaw. But again, I guess you have people who, like me, just don't feel like foraging all the time. And they want to have pawpaw trees in their yards or on their farms. But $250, y'all, they did have the pawpaw fruit. So I'm going to save all the seeds and I'll probably be starting some pawpaw starts, because apparently you can grow pawpaw and it's like striking gold. It's insane. But you know, the cost of everything is going up. I'm hearing gas in some parts of the country like $7 a gallon. And again, this is 2023. Next year you might be saying, oh, $7 is cheap, because everything is going up. And I don't think we're going to see a break in this. It might go down a few pennies and we might rejoice because it's gone down a few pennies, but it's still going to be high as 420. It's still going to be high as 420. So y'all, like, what is going on? We already know what's going on. Inflation is happening, and a lot of news stories are coming out, and people are becoming more fearful. Stores are starting to capitalize on people, and not just stores, but wholesalers as well. Wholesalers of these plants and trees, they're starting to capitalize off of people's fear. This is something that we have been saying. When I say we, I mean farmers, growers, food not lawns people, you know, the crazy people that everybody shunned just a few years ago. But this is something that we have been saying for years. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Some things are coming down the pipeline. But of course, we're the crazies. Nobody wants to hear us. You crazy people, not growing grass, growing food. Why would you do that? It's so ugly. I want to put all of this water into my lawn. And yeah, so what's going on now? Now you put all this water into your lawn, and those resources could have been going to grow food. And we're at a point where things are sky high. Now, last year was when I first started noticing the price of food starts, the plant starts going up. I mean, going up, where before you would be able to buy a whole like tray of plants for the price of one plant 2 years ago. So now there are plants, I've seen plants in big box stores, and that's not usually where I buy plants, but I like to mosey around again and just check things out. They're like $6, $7 a piece per plant. Yo, that's kind of crazy. And I'm not on here to, you know, spout like fear and all of those things. I'm just here to say what's going on, the things that I have been noticing, and you have probably been noticing them too. And the crazies have been talking about them, but I don't, you know, I am wondering, I'm really, 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 really wondering if the general population even cares. But they have to care, because they're seeing the same prices that we are. It's not like luxury food items. It's not like I'm talking about luxury food items here. I'm talking about simple stuff like eggs, milk, bread. I'm talking about those prices. I'm talking about simple vegetables. I'm talking about plant starts. I'm talking about fruit trees. I'm not talking about, and you know, I have this reputation among some people, oh, the rarest seed, the rarest fruit tree in the world, because that's my thing. I like rare stuff, but I'm not talking about those plants. I'm talking about your average everyday apple tree. Why in the frick is an everyday apple tree $50? Why is a plum tree, and you definitely have to buy two plums for most varieties. I mean, you can get some wild plums, but I'm not even talking about wild plums. But a plum tree is $50, and you're going to have to at least buy two. So that's $100. And y'all, that is about 4 to 6 times what they were a few years ago. Just a few years ago. I'm starting to feel like people who bought fruit trees and who have productive trees right now are sitting on gold. You are freaking sitting on gold. Better learn how to propagate these trees, because this is going to be the new wave of wealth, y'all. It's crazy. Y'all, I guess I'm kind of hyped up over this $250 pawpaw tree. Can't get over it. I did get a big old bag of pawpaw, and again, I will be saving every seed. I actually put out about 100 seeds on the land in Mississippi a couple of years ago. Don't know if anything has sprouted up just yet. I put them out in our forested area, but the fruit trees, the pawpaw trees that I did purchase, which were not $250 trees, they were very small trees, but yo, they were still $65 for two trees. Very small trees, the size of a small houseplant, yo. And pawpaws grow really slowly, so I paid $65 for two of them. There's that. I wanted some wild. I did not want the cultivars. I wanted some wild pawpaw on the land down there because not only are they feeding me, they're feeding wildlife. Flies actually pollinate pawpaw. That's a whole nother subject. And they're indigenous trees. And I think it's very important that we kind of go toward our indigenous plants because things are changing. The earth is shifting. It is shifting. We already see that in the weather patterns. It's y'all. So that's another point. We already see this in the weather patterns. We see the earth is shifting. Right now, as of October 1st, 2023, there are floods in New York City. Absolutely crazy floods going on. There have been quote-unquote natural happenings all over the planet. And prices are going to go up because all of this affects agriculture and all of this affects our food supply. So what exactly are you going to do about it at this point? So some things may be out of your price range, maybe sort of, kind of. But if you are collect EBT, you can still go get your fruit trees. You can get them from Walmart or wherever place takes the EBT, you can get your fruit trees. I don't know if you want to spend, I don't know how much people generally get for EBT. I don't know if you want to spend a whole $250 or the EBT for one fruit tree, but listen, I'm starting to feel like people are going to have to start getting together and buying fruit trees together. If fruit, buying fruit trees and buying plants is going to be like the equivalent of buying land. Like, we got to get a whole group of people together to buy this fruit tree so we can all eat. But that's the state of things, y'all. Get prepared. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because there are ways to get things done. Again, I bought a bunch of pawpaw and I bought about $20 worth of pawpaw, which is still expensive because it was $5 a pound. So there's that. So that tells you only bought 4 pounds. But out of those 4 pounds of pawpaw, I got a bunch of seeds. Now, again, pawpaw takes a long time, about 7 years to grow. To produce productive plant. So there's that. But this is long term. This is long term. Everything that I'm doing right now, well, many of the things that I'm doing right now is long term. It's not just for me. It's for my grandchildren, if I have them, my great grandchildren. It's y'all. Okay, I'm going to stop rambling. I just want y'all to be aware of what in the world is going on. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Take care of your family. And stay focused on whatever goal you have. Again, check me out at patreon.com/AjiYasir. I've been teaching some great classes over there on medicine making, growing medicine, and all of those things. So check me out and AjiYasir.com. Y'all have a great one. Bye-bye.